Welcome to another episode of the BooMac Brawl. Today's theme is BooMac Browser. This is Opera.
This is Netscape.
This is Firefox.
And this is Google Chrome.
Oh.
We got a review coming later. I downloaded the beta today.
Okay, I got some anime news here. Live action Voltron.
Ooh.
And it's directed by Matt Makowski. And the only things he directed are episodes of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Wondrous.
So, we're set up for some epic win there.
Voltron's getting a fabulous makeover.
Fabulous.
So is this going to be as good or as bad as the Speed Racer movie?
Ooh. I think it's going to be worse.
Well, what are we going to be looking forward to with Dragon Ball?
Oh.
I have no expectations for that movie.
Hey, the guy who's they cast for Piccolo, it looks impressive, but I don't know what to think about it.
Okay. What's rated on as horribleness as we think? Voltron, Dragon Ball, and Speed Racer.
Okay, Speed Racer's bad, but I do like the directors, and I kind of saw what they were going for.
Plus, Peter Fernandez was involved, so it turned out okay. It was mostly eye candy.
The Voltron movie sounds bad, but I don't know much about it. So,
have you ever seen Voltron?
Yeah, and I know, but. I know, I've seen Voltron, but I haven't seen the movie yet. Or,
well,
I haven't
obviously.
Seen any, like, artwork yet. But I'd say, ninth layer of hell.
Along the same lines as the Ava live-action movie they've been playing around with for 10 years.
And for the Dragon Ball movie, I'm gonna say that's proof Christ died in vain.
How about Akira?
That might be good.
We're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio here, though.
I don't know,
Yeah.
They made us watch that.
He can't do another. He's going to do another suicide run and sink beneath the blue waves while Celine Dion sings or something.
They made us watch that. That Romeo and Juliet remake, where
oh,
they
that
used
one?
Like guns.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
I kind of liked them in Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York was fun.
Yeah, I understand.
Although historically inaccurate.
Yes,
as the U.S. Navy never fired on New York.
The guy, he got a bad rap for the role he played in Titanic, and
yeah.
That kind of stayed with him.
Hey, I like Titanic.
I did not like Titanic.
Why not?
I never seen the movie.
You're talking about 1,200 people plunging to their deaths in icy water. How can you not like
it's
that?
It's too long.
3 hours is too long for a boat to sink.
Boat sinks.
Yes. It's been 5 minutes.
When the entire time I watched it, when's the boat gonna sink? When's the boat gonna sink? It's gonna come. It's a crappy romance thing.
Oh yeah, it came
just
all
like
right.
Pearl Harbor,
like a Freudian rising up from the water, like that.
I should just
very phallus.
I should have just rented it, then recorded over it. The boat sinks. There, I saved you 3 boring hours.
I wish we could do that. That would be fun.
Okay. Guess what superhero is being made into an anime? I think like a 12-episode thing. What?
Ant-Man?
No, not Ant-Man. It's a Marvel superhero.
Captain Planet?
4.
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
That could work.
Yeah.
That could work.
I'd watch an Iron Man.
Because that's
anime.
Basically anime. A rich guy gets a mech suit.
Yeah, pretty much. Wait, no, technically it's not mecha. Remember, he does not have a cockpit. So it's really an armored suit.
Well,
remember the difference.
He could drive a big ass mech.
The Hulkbuster.
They'll probably give him a mech.
The Hulkbuster. Yeah, they gave mechs to Spider-Man.
Yeah, they'll give one to Iron Man. That's no problem.
Oh, I want to get that Spider-Man. I want to see that.
The what?
Spider-Man, the Japanese Spider-Man cartoon.
Did they make fun of that in Full Metal Panic, where they had the Ninja Spider-Man?
I think they did.
Probably.
But I am very curious. Also, October 2nd, the second Death Note movie is showing in theaters in America.
Yay.
I already saw it.
Yeah, I saw it too. You know, they encourage us to go see it just so we can try to get more Asian films and anime into movie theaters, but you know, if the market isn't going to give us the movies to begin with,
I want to see an
why should we go see it?
I want to see an American version of Death Note.
Yeah, that
would
be
I would
good.
Like that.
Yeah.
I would. But since they licensed the live-action film over here, I don't know if we'll see it.
Leonardo DiCaprio would make a good Light. He has
that
look
about
him.
That one guy that 4chan keeps saying that looks like Light. There's Zac Efron, who says he looks like a clone of him.
I haven't seen him.
You never saw that thread?
I didn't see that thread.
That was on the make Dr. House Gendo Akari.
The thing is he too old, though? Leonardo DiCaprio.
To do L?
No, Light.
Oh, to do Light. he could pass for it. I mean, he did do that. Yeah. He did do that role. I'm trying to remember that movie, Catch Me If You Can. I think it was where he's forging the checks. I forget what that's.
Yeah.
How old is he?
If Johnny Depp was younger, he could have definitely done L.
Yeah. Let's see.
I don't know if I would have liked Depp for Al.
I don't know. Okay. Anything else?
As far as anime?
Anime, yeah.
The new Space Adventure Cobra series was started to be released on the 28th of August, so I'm excited to hear about that, and I'm hoping that it's going to show some improvement as far as some updating on the animation. There's the 4-episode release coming out, then they're going to do a new TV series, which is 13 episodes long. I think I'll probably bring it into Club if I can track it down. It looks promising. Because luckily the guy's still alive. Oh, and along that same line, apparently they are discussing the prospect of bringing it over and making a live-action movie in America. I don't know how that will look.
That reminds me. I read about this over the summer. Some American guy, I don't know the whole story because I only glanced at it, but they're making an American remake of a live-action Cowboy Bebop.
That could be interesting.
That could work because...
It depends on the get.
I want to see a live-action Lupin the Third movie.
Yeah.
That's something we would like to see. They've been talking about it for years.
They can do it. It's any heist movie.
Yeah.
Just make it outlandish and ridiculous, and it would be perfect.
Johnny Depp would make a good Lupin.
You keep talking about Johnny Depp. Are you gay for Johnny Depp?
No.
It's kind of like Edgeworth?
No.
So Edgeworth is still the only man you would...
Phoenix Wright manga is coming out soon.
Yes!
That means we could see a Phoenix Wright anime?
That'd be the greatest thing ever.
You know, I would watch it.
You're not the only one who's raging about not having a Phoenix Wright anime. People on A rage.
I rage.
They want
First of all, you gotta watch out, though, because this might be 4Kids territory.
No.
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 No. And do you realize what happened with 4Kids? We would do... Oh, my word, though. What if they didn't get it? If they didn't get it, we could just do a 4Kids parody. But if they do get it...
Did you see the 4Kids parody for When They Cry?
No.
You never saw Casey and Friends? I have it on my... I'll show you on my laptop.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I saved it because Casey and Friends is great. I like the promo for the 4Kids Death Note. It's called Shadow Note. The name of the person whose name's written in this book will disappear.
Hey, Casey, you want to set up the fiesta? What fiesta?
Good times.
Wow.
All right, any more...
Oh, 4Kids.
Any more anime news. You know, Geneon dies, 4Kids is alive.
That is pretty sad.
Look, at next month you have that Helsing Ultimate 4 comes out, Higurashi Volume 4 comes out.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Funimation picked up the distribution for Higurashi.
Oh, no. Any news on the voice actors?
Same thing.
Okay,
and
in that case, Geneon, I'll take it.
Bought, they're just selling or distributing it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I should mention this then, since it's on the same line. Apparently, what I've come to discover is that there is a prospect, at least, of a Geneon bounce back, more probably from its Japanese home company, because what they've done is that they've simply licensed distribution of their titles. They still are retaining full rights to all their titles, which at least spells out to me that they're thinking about holding on to it.
You know what we need to get when it comes out on the 16th?
What?
Helsing Ultimate 4.
Yes, we do.
I saw Thing for it in FYE when I went up there on Saturday. I don't know. Probably if you get the special edition, $29.99.
Yeah.
But I like the shiny box.
Whenever I got the special editions from the second one on, it was always like $20.
That's because you probably... You have to go to like Best Buy or somewhere to get it.
No, I got at FYE. I got it for like $20.
Really?
Yeah.
I might consider that for $20.
I'd get it for 20.
And then they have Karen, that's coming out, and Black Lagoon, Second Barrage.
What about the Host Club dub?
I don't want to speak of that. That's coming out in October in one of those little thin pack box sets, the first 13 episodes for a certain price.
Uh-huh.
The dub is unspeakable.
Unspeakable?
Have you seen it?
I have seen clips of it on the internet. I was talking to RT on Saturday night. And he says, when they show that at Otakon, at the Funimation panel, it killed the panel.
Yeah.
I would never have cast Ed Elric as Tamaki because Vic, whatever his name is not fabulous enough to play Tamaki.
You need to be fabulous
to
be a Tamaki.
You need Jason Douglas or Leon O'Brien fabulous.
Is there a date for Black Lagoon?
No, same people.
Yeah, was there a date when it's coming out?
9/16, I think.
Oh, shit.
A lot of stuff is coming out the 16th.
That would be nice.
It was a good price. Is that originally the whole thing, a 916?
No, it's the first disc.
Oh, well, at least I'm happy to hear about Hiragashi. I mean, they were putting off distributing that for a long time.
Yeah, they did picked up like 30 of the ADVs. They're also redistributing the story of Sai and Coco, or Sai and whatever it was.
Oh, did you see that new thing they're playing on Adult Swim? Morabito, I think?
No.
It is boring as hell so far. They keep on explaining stuff all the time. Yeah, nothing ever happens. They spent 5 minutes explaining to these kids to get a horse and food to go on like a mountain pass. Like 5 minutes of that.
I saw that after watching Code Geass. I think I'd shoot myself because it doesn't move fast enough. And it's like fabulous.
Oh, yeah, they didn't watch Code Geass.
Oh, we should talk about Code Geass.
No, because I didn't show them that episode.
Don't spoil it.
That's well, we can talk about up to episode 20.
No.
Okay.
Don't spoil it for people.
Moving on. Video games.
I still haven't beaten Captain Planet.
I have some virtual console news. They released Super Mario RPG! Super Mario Sunshine!
I'm not clapping because my fucking ResCon won't allow me to download it.
The introductory fuck.
I don't like Activision. Let me tell you what they crushed my hopes. Yes. The only reason why I bought a PS3 was to play Metal Gear Solid 4 and Ghostbusters. Now, out of all the titles Activision could have dropped, they dropped Ghostbusters. Instead of some probably shitty action game that they'll probably publish that'll be still abysmally, we're going to drop like a high-class property license. It crushed my weekend when I found out that was canceled. I went into a depression.
It's not technically canceled yet.
It's not canceled. Someone will pick it up eventually because it's finished.
Also, Conduit is having trouble finding a publisher.
Which one's Conduit?
Conduit is the they're trying to make it the good FPS
I know about that one.
A good FPS for the Wii?
Yes.
That's...
They even said...
That's a paradox.
They even... Metroid Prime... That's good.
Yeah, it did. It pulled it off.
Metroid Prime was good, but it started to feel like a while like the older. There wasn't enough to it.
And of course, Conduit, they said it was not going to be like Red Steel.
And Red Steel had promise.
It had promise.
Well,
but the controls were awful.
I think it was a launch title too. You have to give it that. It probably was rushed for the Wii.
And plus, what's the deal with moving the Wii remote closer to the screen to zoom in?
Yeah.
That was kind of bullshit.
But Red Steel is no Far Cry Vengeance. My brother bought that because he was like, oh, it's Far Cry, it should be good. Everything about it sucks. The graphics are worse than a Nintendo 64. The voice acting is so cheesy that it's horrible.
Is it worse than Resident Evil cheesy? Or
yeah.
Oh. It can't get any worse than Resident Evil.
I might have to buy this game now.
The draw distance for the planets is abysmal. You're walking around, it looks like the grass is growing right in front of you.
Oh, I remember that from the Delta Force days. Remember that? When the grass suddenly just pops up in front of you. I remember that.
All right. To stop the crap, let's talk about a good game. Let's talk about this guy of 3.
I have not played it.
I have played it, and unlike the sucky second game, the third game is much like the original. It's good.
Oh, you were complaining that the PS3 is not getting love. Well, for Mirror's Edge for the PS3, Sony signed something exclusive with EA that they get exclusive downloadable content.
Well, that's about damn time we got some exclusive now, downloadable content.
Is this for PC or is
PS3?
Well, I know, but will PS3 or PC also be in this content?
They said it was exclusive for the PS3. That's not the saying that, like, maybe 360 and PC might get different exclusive content.
Right. But I would just wonder if it's going to be PC too, because it just seems natural.
No. The specs for Mirror's Edge don't seem so bad.
No.
Seems very, very runnable. It's no Crisis.
That's always a good thing.
Okay.
In 2 weeks, The Force Unleashed comes out. And you know what? After playing that demo level a couple times, I'm starting to get used to it.
Yeah.
The throwing and the Force levitating.
Well, I revived an interest in an older game that I originally picked up for about $3 over at EB when they still had the used game section. That was always awesome. The GameStop came in and ruined it. But it's called Battlezone. It's an older game. I don't know if any of you have played it.
That sounds familiar.
It does.
It's a combination of a first-person shooter from a vehicle perspective,
right.
and battlefield strategy.
Right.
You're part of the NSDF, which is the Space Forces of the United States that's been operating on the moon.
I know what you're talking about then.
I know that the sequel wasn't supposed to be as good, but I found the game in my locker. I was like, oh, wait, I remember this. And I put it in, and I was like, wow, this is really awesome for an older game. I mean, it came out in, like, the late 90s, and I'm like, this is bloody awesome. I mean, you have tactical level control of other units, and you can go around shooting things. Wait, it was really good.
You're saying EB actually had a used game section that was good?
EB, when they had a used game
back
section?
Back in the day.
I loved it.
Okay.
You mean used PC games? The used game section for the PlayStation games.
I don't know about PlayStation games. I know GameStop's suddenly coming.
Because every time I go into GameStop, their used game section consists of crap, and who the hell bought this fucking game?
I completely concur. There's like 4 games left in their used PC game section because they couldn't get rid of them. But they don't have a used game section.
I'm talking for any system.
Oh, for any system?
They have shit.
Yeah, they kind of
have shit. I mean, you go in there looking for something, when you have like a coupon, you have nothing.
Occasionally you might get lucky. I've gotten lucky a couple times.
When I went to Game Crazy, they still have the old used games, and I saw that they had in their catalog, they had Shaq Fu for the Genesis.
Oh.
Wow. Yes. Nice.
Now,
yeah, Game Crazy is about the only place I know so far that has old games like that still.
But it wasn't there.
They're getting rid of them.
But it wasn't there. Because my brother and I would have bought it and destroyed it.
Well, okay. Anything else for games?
Yes.
Yes, there's more stuff.
Street Fighter 4.
Ah.
There is an infinite combo flaw they found.
Really?
So basically, there's a certain combo that you can do as much as you want, and they can't do crap about it.
Face palm.
So is this, like, for the arcade version?
I'm not sure.
I better watch out online. How many people unleash an ultimate combo and can't connect with one another for 5 minutes?
See, if they make it for arcade version, yeah, they're fucked.
Okay, I don't have anything else written down for video games.
Yeah, the PSP.
Oh.
Well, not only it's got a brand new screen, it looks nicer, brighter.
I can't tell. I couldn't tell right away the two different PSPs.
When you look at it, you'll see a difference. But here's the thing that I don't get. The battery life's less, but you can buy...
Wait, what?
It's like 30 minutes less. But here's the part I don't get. They're going to sell you a different battery that's double the life. Separately.
Sony always does that bullshit. DualShock 3.
Yeah.
DualShock 3. $80. It's like, how much is it? Like, $60?
Yeah. I don't even use DualShock. I don't need vibration when I play my games.
No, you need vibration. They should have had vibration at first.
I never cared for it. I always turned vibration off.
That stupid six-axis crap. I want to feel the game. I remember the Rumble Pack.
I had a Rumble Pack.
I had a Game Glove.
Did you get... Wait, you had a Power Glove?
I had a Power Glove.
That's awesome.
I also... I'm sure of it, but I have somewhere buried in the back of my attic that vest. He gave me that shock, and I was like, what?
You should bring the Power Glove up here.
Also, about the Rumble Pack, I subscribed to Nintendo Power, and they sent me... They used to send me, like, videotapes of Nintendo propaganda... And their Star Fox one was epic. It's on YouTube. It's great that they Sony and Sega, they kidnap the beta tester for Star Fox, and to get him to talk about Star Fox, they torture a Mario doll.
I remember that one. That was epic. We need to watch that sometime.
The Sony guy is a small bald guy, and Sega's his big goon.
Yeah, we have to watch that sometime. It's epic.
I think I saw that.
Okay, well, since we brought up Sega, what's everyone's opinion on Sega possibly re-entering the console arena?
Well, it depends. If they bring anything like the Dreamcast...
Dreamcast was good.
Yeah,
if they bring... have a lot of love.
I think the philosophy that they had with the Dreamcast and the design of it...
Yeah.
And the basic like gist of it, if they bring that into a next generation, I think they can sweep...
I think what Sega should do is work with either Sony or Microsoft on a console. I think Sega has the innovation there, but what they lack is the full power that Sony or Microsoft would bring to the table.
I say Sega should go Blu-ray.
the Xbox controller ripped off the Dreamcast controller almost. It's almost exactly the same. It's the only thing that the Xbox one's more comfortable than the Dreamcast
one. But I don't know how Sega can enter the console market. Aren't they?
Wait, do you know what I hate? I hate people who have a Dreamcast and they act like they're some crazy indie gamer. Like they're so much better than everyone else.
The person who's better than everyone else is the guy who's still gung-ho about his NES.
It had the most awesome Gundam game on the Dreamcast. It was actually the best Gundam game I've ever played. It's first-person mech game.
Yeah, man. Ooh.
They also had something like that for the Xbox with like
controller
huge controller.
But you only had one game to work with. It wouldn't pay all that money.
No, actually, they made a second Steel Battalion.
That looks so awesome,
though. It looks so awesome.
There is an eject button, and if you don't eject in time, it deletes your saved game.
What?
Yes.
It's a huge like mech cockpit that you buy for the Xbox.
Awesome.
It's like when it came out, like $200 for a whole system. You got, like, three big controllers. The game was Steel Battalion. They made a sequel, too.
Okay. Is that it for video games? Anyone else?
I got nothing.
Tecmo Square Merger.
Oh, Tecmo Square Merger.
Square put up a bid for Tecmo with stock or something. If it does happen, Dead Fantasy could be real.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Ooh.
Because Final Fantasy versus...
Ooh. Because, you know, it wouldn't be that hard to put Final Fantasy DOA 5.
That would be good. Okay.
Petition that. I would definitely buy a Final Fantasy fighter.
Random Wikipedia article.
Oh.
Where's the random generator on here?
Okay, just click on English.
No, click on English.
Like, right there.
There.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been on Wikipedia?
I just type words in the box. Come on, you piece of shit. Process faster.
We won't be able to say this on air.
Oh, we have to say that for tech in the internet.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right,
I got a nice tech in your neck.
Okay, random should be like there
article.
We go.
Evangelical Lutheran Free Church of Norway.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
The evangelical.
That's the first one, good one we had in like a long time.
Or the Free Church, as it is commonly known, is the nationwide Lutheran church in Norway, consisting of 81 congregations with approximately 21,000 members. It was founded in 1877 in Moss. It should not be confused with the Church of Norway, though both churches as members of the Lutheran World Federation.
I'm joining it.
The Free Church is economically independent.
There should be mead there.
Yeah, there should be.
Right, random.
Manga Teparu.
A farming service community located close to the west bank of the Piako River, 8 kilometers north of Morrinsville in the Waikato region of New Zealand has a population of 400 people. The local school was forced to close in 2004. These are some winners tonight.
I'll bet the population of sheep is 2,000.
List of political parties in the Netherlands.
Ooh! Let's read off some of
these.
Wow!
Christian Democratic Appeal, the Labour Party, Socialist Party, People's Party for Freedom and Democracy... Party for Freedom, Green Left, the Christian Union, Democrat 66.
What?
Party for Animals, Political Reform Party. I think these are made up. Independent Senate Fraction.
What?
Transparent.
Is there a pagan party?
I think some of these are fake.
No, they're real. Look at them. They all have
click
citations.
On a link.
Democrat 66.
D66
is a Dutch progressive social liberal radical democratic political party. Is in currently opposition against the fourth Balkanade cabinet.
Okay, enough of the parties.
Oh, this is hysterical. These are actually good. Party for Animals. I gotta see that.
Oh, there's a picture of a cow.
Party in the Netherlands with 2 out of 150 seats in parliament.
What?
One of the main goals is fighting for animal rights and welfare. Oh, that's not funny. It's not as suggestive as I thought it is.
The Independence Senate Fraction. What was that?
People's Party for Freedom and Democracy sounds like a communist one. Dutch Liberal Political Party. The VDD is the most vociferous supporter of private enterprise in the Netherlands.
Wait,
so
that's
so
the opposite.
So supportive of welfare state. Oh.
They suck. All
right, these are keep getting better and better.
Here, reroll.
Reroll.
Julia Balbilla.
Philopappas.
was a poet who accompanied the imperial entourage of Vibia Sabina and her husband, the Emperor Hadrian, on a trip to Egypt in 130 CE. She inscribed 5 epigrams on the foot of the Colossus of Memnon.
So, Thebes. She's a vandal.
Yes.
There you go.
These keep working tonight. Must be my magic computer.
And Shaul?
Is a municipality in the district of the Main, Koblenz, and Rhineland, Palatinate, Western Germany.
Eh.
That's
one that. More.
Quantum Magazine. A bi-monthly magazine about science and math, mainly targeted at high school and college students.
Science!
Science. The National Teachers Association is the publisher.
Alright, we should do one more from
one
the...
more epic.
No, from the Encyclopedia Dramatica.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's do one from Encyclopedia Dramatica.
They don't like to load.
Let's see if they load tonight.
It should. Honestly, we're not.
You spelled it wrong.
It doesn't matter, it'll pop up on here.
Nobody wants to spell anymore.
Why is one of the sub-HTML 16-year-old girl?
Here we go, it's up and running.
Yay!
Huzzah! A random. Ooh, pedo bear shirts. All right, random page. Here we go.
Miller is a troll homosexual and a vorophile who has caught the internet disease. He takes pictures of himself in black and white due to severe acne to hide the lividity of the burn scars he has on his face from the last methamphetamine lab explosion he was trapped in. A 45-year-old beast. Known only the live journal and a handful of homeless men whose cocks are well acquainted with his scabby lips.
Mueller is agreed on by all sources
to be a skank of generous proportions, addicted to liberation.
Is that a diseased penis?
Oh, Miller, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Called M by his dead mother.
Okay, let's
the second floor of his house.
Oh,
I have to save that one. I gotta read this later. That's funny.
One more for Encyclopedia Dramatica.
Yes, please.
Let's not get banned.
Shay was a 485-pound mule who stirred up a lot of drama by being fat and smelly and eventually dead. The story involved
Shiroji,
Sadik,
and Derek.
It wasn't as epic.
Go into the art.
Is that like your? Is that like the roommate you've been telling us about?
Graphic art. That's lame.
All right,
we're done.
Cyrus.
Signs was once a live journal's token black guy. About as annoying as Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, God.
And if you let him into your home, you'll probably have stolen your VCR.
Oh, my God.
Like, I can't keep
running. Impregnated
this.
Your daughter and slashed your wife's throat and wounded O.J. Simpson by getting off scot-free.
Okay.
The 1-2 punch of his one-liner comments was sure to leave a lot of live journal users weeping for their mommies. Sins was an ugly, ugly young college student, but he was too black to be affected by internet disease.
Oh, God.
However, there were a few LiveJournal users who wanted to put their cocks in his ass, okay. Namely DGT. I don't know who that is. This is horrible.
That's horrible.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Where is Sins? His whereabouts right now are unknown. Some say he's back on LiveJournal. Others say the white man is still holding him down. Only time will tell. We might yet see his black face in the future.
The white man always holds me down.
I have to go back and look up that Miller guy or whatever he was.
MWMIS.
That was too funny.
Okay.
Time for tech and the internet.
Tech and the internet.
All right. First of all, we have a lot of rage tonight, so let's just start out with the non-raging part.
Let's talk about the radio show.
Well, that can be for MISC.
I don't have anything for MISC.
Yeah.
So that's good to talk about.
Wasn't that techie?
I have something for MISC.
Well
save it for MISC.
All right, first of all, Apple, when you their iTunes is now going to have interactive albums. So when you buy something like your iPhone, you get special things like lyrics, special album art, and that stuff.
That's cool because I'm always a fan of digital distribution.
Right. I don't know what it's going to be supported for, but if all the iPods we support it, or it was just going to be for an iPhone, iPod Touch, but, you know.
I will never buy an iPod Touch.
I will never buy an iPhone.
But I mean, if you know, it's cool to just people who pay 90 cents a song extra stuff or whatever. Yeah, right now let's get on to the rage.
Rage.
First of all, I found this computer company in Europe. They're called Scan. They have this high-tech gaming computer. It's the equivalent of $20,000 for the United States.
Oh.
And guess what?
Is this like an SC catapult?
And guess how much RAM's in the computer.
How much?
Take a guess.
128.
2 gigabytes of RAM.
2 gigs of RAM.
For a $20,000 computer.
Does it have Linux? On it.
Does it have Linux?
No, it's a gaming computer.
It's 2 gig of RAM for $20,000?
Yes.
What the hell am I going to do with that? Wait, how big's the hard drive?
I don't remember.
That doesn't matter for gaming.
Well, you could, in theory, just open up a bigger page file, but that's kind of pathetic. $20,000? I could get...
You could buy a car for $20,000.
Yeah. Wait. Does anyone remember the $10,000 Blu-ray player?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, for $10,000, I could get multiple blowjobs from albino lesbians.
$20,000, it better come with the maximum amount of RAM they allow on XP 64-bit.
Yes.
128 gigs.
It does have.
Does it suck me off?
It does have 3 gigabyte video cards, but still.
That's a lot of video.
2 gigs of RAM.
What the hell am I going to do with 3 gigabytes of video, though? Is there even a game that would max that out?
I don't know.
You should create it.
We'll create a game called Resource Hog, or or make it the equivalent of that one iPhone app that costs like $50, the I'm Rich app.
No, that's $1,000.
Oh, $1,000.
Fuck yes.
It's an
it's $999, the most expensive. It was off like 8 hours and like 6 people bought it. And all it does say, that. I'm rich.
All this game would do is display a photorealistic room that says, I'm rich, in big letters.
Yeah.
It'd be college dorm room. Maybe your dorm room.
Speaking of which, we need to keep pushing. Frank is on the case.
Oh, I don't know. Kind of died.
Actually, some people were picking it up for a while.
Oh.
We'll see how well that goes.
Okay.
What are we talking about next? Comcast or Microsoft?
I hate Comcast.
Comcast are a bunch of bastards.
Did you hear what they're doing now? They're capping their downloads.
What?
Figures. I heard about this.
250 gigs. They're capping it.
Listen. Net neutrality.
Other countries around the world cap their internet. But you don't go from unlimited internet to capping it.
Wait, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that they're actually going to cap how much you can actually download.
Yeah, 250 gigs.
A month. In a month. Now, if I remember correctly, didn't Congress bust them up over that before, saying you couldn't do that?
They're apparently trying shit again.
Because I remember what they originally did was they just said that they had to maintain the right to slow down your internet if you're using it too much.
The worst service I've ever had. It knocks me off repeatedly. If you ever see me online and I sign off all of a sudden in mid-conversation on AIM, it's because they knock me off repeatedly. And my dad was bitching at them to see what he can get for free because the service is so bad. When they asked him to take the survey and he told them all the problems we had, the lady hung up on him.
Ugh.
So fuck you, Comcast.
It's because... most of these big phone companies have a monopoly on broadband.
Yeah. So fuck Comcast, I'm going to get Verizon
so
Fios.
There's no incentive for them
Verizon.
To improve.
Yeah.
That's why we have a bandwidth problem, because there's no incentive for them to improve our infrastructure.
And I want to go back to cable.
And the reason they're doing this is because, you know, you get a couple people downloading terabytes of torrents every month.
I don't even download that much.
Right. I mean, other countries do have a limit on the bandwidth, but it wasn't like they went from unlimited to nothing. It's like they have to start.
We should have all Fios by now.
We should.
This is America.
God damn it.
Their digital cable sucks.
It's supposed
to be
a consumer market.
I should be able to turn on my faucet and have fiber optic cable just fly right out.
I know. I mean, sure, I live in the backwoods of nowhere.
This isn't England. The nanny state. This isn't Japan, the nanny state. This is America.
God damn it.
In America.
And we have guns.
Those Japanese bastards got what was coming to them at Pearl Harbor.
This is exactly why the Founding Fathers wanted us to have guns. Against these fascist douchebags.
Wait, Frank, are you encouraging us to go shoot Comcast?
I'm encouraging the right to bear arms. And if the Comcast hires Blackwater mercenaries to go out your door... then you have the right to defend yourself.
Remember what Thomas Jefferson say?
Thomas Jefferson said something along the lines of, the only way to have a free nation...
Okay, Blackwater's here.
Hold on. Thomas Jefferson said something along the lines of, the only way to have a free nation is to have a revolution every 20 years.
That's Thomas Jefferson saying, not 20 years, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
We need to have one of those.
That's why I think all presidents should be reelected for every 6 months. So they could actually keep their promises.
That's true.
That would be insane. Yeah.
It would be awesome.
I want to have a politician battle royale like they do in Code Geass to determine who's going to be the ruler.
Okay.
I think we should just elect an emperor. And then we get tired of him, we can just assassinate him.
Okay, that's enough rage for me.
All right. Well, that's for Comcast. Yeah, let's now talk about Microsoft. Have any of you heard about the Mojave experiment?
Yes, yeah. I have.
It's what happened is they took journalists who hate Vista because they heard it was bad, showed them Vista but didn't call it Vista, and now they like it.
First of all...
That's flawed.
First of all, how can you tell it's Vista or not?
That's a very good... I was wondering that myself.
Journalists
who didn't know what Vista looked like but heard it sucked, showed them Vista, and now they like it.
What's their computer background? Do they know about computers?
I don't know.
Maybe to, like, a plebeian... Vista may look pretty, but that's what Vista's meant to do. It's meant to look pretty.
Yeah.
I moved 5 files. No, I didn't. Shit!
I mean...
Vista, no!
Vista's a RAM hog. That's why I don't have Vista. That's why I don't like Vista.
You need
twice as much RAM for any game that you play with Vista.
Once I upgrade to my 6 gigs of RAM, then I'll think about Vista.
I think I'll stick with XP as long as they provide... are still... giving it.
But then again, the new Windows operating system's coming out.
Windows 7. But that's like 2009 or 10.
Yeah.
Maybe it will be...
Hardware bugs are going to be in that.
Well, maybe it will be like Windows Millennium and we can just skip over Vista entirely.
Thank God.
I wouldn't think so.
They do bring out the new operating system.
My tower that I had that I bought for $15 and my dad's friends reprogramming, he put... I upon my request, I had him install XP.
Nice.
I think Windows Vista might be like a maybe 98, and then Windows 7 might be something like a Windows XP successor.
I would hope so, but on the other hand, I wouldn't want to compare Vista to 98 because I like 98, except for the blue screen of death.
Oh, I'm getting just my news. I'm getting a free laptop.
Really?
15 years old.
Hey, my brother finally picked up one of those... hard books?
Uh-huh.
That you can, like, throw across the room and it'll be, like, great?
20 megs of RAM. Let's have a bet on what operating system I'm gonna get when I boot that thing up.
3.1?
Let's play Team Fortress. I bet my graphics will look better than yours.
What graphics? I'm half expecting there being, like, DOS.
Do you have an EGA
DOS
card?
DOS was fun.
I love DOS.
I'll be able to run... Oregon Trail natively.
High Fighter.
You can play the original King's Quest.
Yeah.
Not the VGA version, but the old one.
I'm going
TIE Fighter or Rebel Assault 1 and 2 or...
I'm going to get that thing and put DOS on it and
North
bring
and South.
Yes. And bring it to class and just see what looks I get. People with their fancy MacBooks, with their fancy Intel PCs.
What brand is it?
I have no idea.
Because Packard Bell and myself that weird-ass operating system.
A Tandy? I loved Tandys back in the day.
Oh, God.
I should be getting what if it's a Commodore 64?
Oh, no. Do they have laptops for the Commodore?
I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, actually...
You could mod one.
Actually, they are... the brand Commodore is still out there, and they are making those, like, mini portable PCs, like the EEE PCs. I think Commodore is making one of those.
Hmm.
But I don't know if it's the original Commodore brand or just someone bought the name like Atari.
Okay. Next order of business.
Alright, let's see what we got. Oh, Microsoft, they patent the words PG up and PG down.
Yeah, they patented page up and page down, the keys.
Wait. But
I don't know.
How? Isn't that like on every keyboard in America?
That's what I read.
I don't understand.
Is it a patent or is it a trademark or what?
I don't know. I forgot. I think it was
Like, something like that. Trademarked it.
I mean, they might have trademarked it. I forgot.
That's ridiculous.
Page up, page down, page up, page down, page up, page down.
Probably a trademark.
Someone better fucking sue them. I hope, like, I hope they go up against, like, let me think. Who would be big
enough? I hope they go up against Apple, and they both end up destroying each other in court.
Does Apple have that?
I don't know.
Shit. Who here uses an Apple computer?
I was only... My only experience with Apple is when I was indoctrinated, when I was in kindergarten, and they forced us to use Macs.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, we'll find out that later.
Yeah.
That would be awesome if they did destroy each other. They would have to start over.
Yeah.
Bill Gates would have to go back into his basement and create a new operating system. He would call it pyramids. Yeah, everything would be triangles. It would be impossible to read.
Anyway, I have one more... I have my review of Google Chrome, and then we're going to go round table.
You have 16 friend requests.
I'll get to them eventually.
All right.
How many skanks?
I don't know.
Both skanks.
But I like the pieces probably of flair.
Half.
I want to create pieces of flair.
Half of them are probably his students.
I'll have to send you some.
Yeah.
I have a couple.
The stuff that I created? Okay. Let's hear a review of...
Did you see this?
Then we'll go round table about the PC gaming...
I like that one.
Okay.
Alright then.
Google Chrome. It's a new web browser based by Google. I guess the beta was released like today or something.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has ever used Opera, it's like Opera, but how do I say this?
Took a shit on it?
Yes. It has tablet. It looks exactly like Opera, except for the tabs look different. It has no, like, the file, edit, view, bookmarks.
Uh-huh.
None of that.
So it's Vistified Opera.
So, yeah, and if you want to get to something, you have to type in the search bar. It doesn't have, like, how Opera or Firefox has a little, like, drop-down menu of search engines.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that. You have to type in the search bar what you want exactly.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You have to type in the search bar what you want exactly. That's the only way you can search. It has no bookmarks whatsoever. It does have, like, the, how the Opera has a speed dial.
Yeah.
But it generates it for your top six websites.
So they stole speed dial?
No. It generates for your top six websites. You can't choose.
Oh, you can't choose?
No. And it remembers all your browsing history, so...
And it sends it to Google so they can make Skynet.
Exactly. And,
who the hell uses the browser search bar anyway?
And Google does claim it's faster... But I just tried it on some random shit, and it's not as it's obviously just as fast. And if you're searching for a YouTube video, it'd be quicker loading up Opera, going into the fucking YouTube menu, and well,
who's creating a piece of flair?
Oh, it's too good.
You have to zoom. You have to like zoom out of it.
Yeah.
You could just click there and use the yeah. There we go.
No, other way. Other way. No, other way.
You could like move the picture after you. Put
no,
it there.
Put it all the way down.
Put it all the way down.
Now drag it up. Oh, wait. A little more.
A little more.
Up. Okay, now just drag it. Drag it.
I'll drag it.
And now zoom it some more. Shut up, person. We're trying to do a podcast here.
He's not my friend. Who's TJ Dillon?
He's probably a student.
Oh, he doesn't have a roommate.
Zoom down, zoom down, zoom down.
No, zoom down, Ryan. Let's
zoom down.
You want to try to fit it into the flare.
Zoom down.
Where's zoom down?
You are on it.
Yeah, just that bar.
Keep going down. Left, left.
Other way.
It's down. Left is down.
Keep going.
Keep going. Keep going.
Okay, now
drag it.
Drag it somewhere.
Drag it in there.
Drag that shit.
This is a pain in the ass.
A little
there
more.
We
just
go.
Zoom it in a little more. Zoom it in a little more.
I think it's good.
Try bringing it down to 10%. No.
Try bringing it down to 10%. There we go. Nope. There we go.
No, no. Back down.
There we go.
Go to 15. Ryan.
I don't know the direction.
There we go.
All right. Now drag it in a little bit.
Now just drag it in there.
No. Up.
Up.
Yes.
There
yes.
We go.
All right.
You have to send me that one.
All right, now, where were we?
I'm going to get reported for that. I shouldn't do that. I'll do all the
ones
later.
I did a bad one, too, though.
All righty, where were we?
So, Google Chrome, they say it's faster, but I did a quick search on YouTube, and to get there as fast as you want to off-road a YouTube plugin for the browser, it's faster in that way.
Oh, I still like Internet Explorer.
Yeah, you can go to hell.
Yeah.
Hey, I liked Netscape before they dumped it. Netscape was the shit. Netscape was on every computer.
I had Netscape.
Everyone had Netscape.
Now we're going round table.
If you don't remember Netscape, you weren't on the internet.
Okay.
You're going round table.
You're
with
a
the,
new fag.
Starduck and Zyner Gas Games made the PC Bill of Rights.
Yes, there is a... Yeah, they made a PC gamer Bill of Rights.
Basically, this is unofficial, but this is what they would like to see have the PC games. And I'd like to go round table see what you guys' opinions are.
Okay.
What's the Bill of Rights?
All right, number one. Gamers shall have the right to return games that don't work with their computers for a full refund.
Exactly, because right now, you can't really return PC games once you buy them. That's
especially off servers like Steam. If you buy those games, you bought them for good.
Yeah.
There's no way you can return a Steam game.
Well, I mean, the long-standing argument has always been you should know your frickin' specs, but, you know, some people are stupid. I've always felt that you should be able to return a
game. Well, there are always
game.
Some quirks.
Yeah, I mean, you can have perfect specs for a game, but it can still not run your machine for some system.
There might be some quirk with your computer or your settings that just doesn't make it work. I mean, I've had that before with, like, the Warrior series game that I picked up at Aldi's. There was this game that was supposed to run under my specs, but I couldn't get it to work. It ticked me off amazingly. And no matter how much tech support tried to help me, it wouldn't work.
That's what I mean. We should have a right to return them.
Certainly.
Okay.
All right, number two. Gamers should have a right to demand that games be released in a finished state.
Yeah, no, like, making emergency patches to...
Yeah, no, you know, oh, there's a flaw in this game that we didn't fix yet.
Oh, there's a glitch that just ruins your entire game. You can never complete it.
Yeah, or
start over again.
There's a glitch that deletes your save game.
Well, I'm not against patching, but they should be able to somehow look for these ahead of time.
Yeah,
what happened to beta testing?
Yeah,
can't they just get a pool of 100 people, send the game out ahead of time, and come back to it?
If they have like some new flaw that you know you're only gonna find if you do the weirdest thing, I could see
Yeah,
but just to release a game with a major flaw on time, I'm not going to buy that game if I know it has a flaw until I fix it.
Okay.
Number three, gamers shall have the right to expect meaningful updates at their game's release.
Meaningful updates?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm not talking, I think meaningful updates should mean like new maps, new levels.
Team Fortress 2?
Yeah, new guns.
Well, how often and for how long?
I think a reasonable amount of time, which would be... I'd say like a year after.
Forever.
Or, not forever.
Well, I suppose it would depend on which game it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some games that are still going strong.
I think, as long as it keeps going strong, there should be people, you know, making them happy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even for a game like the 360, they were releasing updates where it's like, here's an armor piece for $2. Why? And, you know, meaningful updates should be big updates to the game that you care about.
Okay.
Number three.
I'm just screwing around.
Number four.
That didn't sound
I mean, now that I think about it, just on that note, can anyone think of a game that's been constantly updated / patched for what's the longest running game on that besides StarCraft? Because I've been thinking about it and I was like, I just thought of that. StarCraft is the only game I can think of that's still been being updated.
I think Team Fortress 2 has potential to be long-lasting.
Well, yeah, if they make like a... They could probably do that. I would just see where... All the achievements, though. But they could make that game forever if they want it. They just make new weapons.
I can churn out infinite amounts of new stuff.
StarCraft
I'm gonna do it
for, like, what, 12
I'm
years?
Have
yeah, StarCraft's...
And they're still patching it.
Well, there's... What else?
They got rid of Hydralisk stacks, though, in 1.15.
All right, number four. Gamers shall have the right to demand that download managers and updates not force themselves... to be online. Or be forced to load.
We're looking at you, Steam.
Wait, what?
Download managers should not be forced to load to play a game. Like Steam. If you want to play Half-Life 2, you have to load up Steam, and then select Half-Life 2 and unload it from there.
That's kind of crappy.
Yeah,
you shouldn't
and then
have
if
to
there's
that.
An update... I understand for a multiplayer game.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Important that you have the updates. But for a single-player game, unless it's like... Unless they're fixing a game-breaking flaw, which should not be there in the first place...
Is there any way to bypass that?
No, not on Steam.
Even with World of Warcraft, you press one button, it sends you to the login screen, you log in, boom, your character selects the screen. Yeah. If there's an update, it says, here, download this update. That's simple.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Number five, let me scroll to it. Gamers shall have the right to expect Gamers have the right to expect that the minimum requirements of the game, that means you'll adequately play the game on that system.
Yeah.
Not the... These specs will... You can run it, but it'll be choppy as hell. These specs mean you can play the game on the system.
It should be playable.
It should be not choppy. If I put it on minimum specs, I shouldn't have to...
Hey, Max, you want to try installing Crysis on your rig?
No. Thanks. I'm still running 256 megabytes of RAM.
Oh.
But I found out that I can actually play 512 games fairly successfully if I tweak stuff. So,
yeah.
Next.
Gamers have the right that games will install hidden drivers or potentially harmful software without the express consent of the user.
That's a given.
Congratulations, Apple. You lost the game.
Next.
We all lost the game. Fuck you, Max. All right, number 7.
Fuck Apple.
Gamers shall have the right to re-download the latest version of the games they own at any time.
Yeah, that's good.
I like...
Like Steam.
Yeah.
That's one of the good things Steam does.
But the bad thing... Yeah. It's a trade-off, I guess.
Wait, exactly what is it now?
If you download a game and something happens, like your hard drive is wiped, you should have the right to re-download the latest version of that game.
Well, yeah, if you download it, sure.
Yeah.
I think it should work anyway. If you bought even a retail copy...
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're talking about,
what I think
like
is
Deer Hunting 2007 version, or, you know, some game like that, okay, sure.
Right. You're not on my friend list.
Well, with every modern game, I don't think, I've ever seen a game made after, like, 2004 that doesn't have a CD key.
Just find me and add
me. What you're buying when you buy that game is that CD key and nothing else.
Wrong.
What?
Postal 2, when I bought the movie, had
a CD
key.
I haven't seen Postal. What is Postal 2 newer?
When I bought the Postal movie, which I need to talk about a MISC. We're talking about that.
Okay.
I forgot. When it came with the game, and the game had no CD key. So you can potentially give the Postal 2 game to anyone you want it, and they can install it for free.
Well, it came with the movie, so yeah. It's kind of like the Red Baron flying game that I got with pizza back in the day. anyone else play that?
I haven't played it.
Well, that's a difference, though. Postal is actually a commercial release.
Next.
All right.
Why the hell are you on my friend's list?
Gamers have the right to not be treated or... This one's big.
Not be treated like criminals.
Yeah, not like criminals. By developers or publishers.
Yeah, let us sell our fucking games back, like the PS2ers.
See, they think we're a bunch of pirates. We're just gonna run amok with their games.
Has anyone wondered why piracy has gone up recently? Maybe it's because we can't sell back the game?
Exactly. If they would, like, lift these restrictions... I would buy them.
I would, too.
Because I could sell it back and get a better game later. Especially if it's a crappy game, then I can't get rid of it, except on eBay.
Hellgate London.
That
game sucks.
Weasel has that game. He was enjoying it.
I heard from my WoW friends who played it. They tried it, and then came back to WoW, saying it sucked.
Okay.
You should check your messages.
I could have sworn you were a friend.
Alright. Let's move on to number 9. Gamers shall have the right to demand that a single-player game...
not need to be hooked up to the internet
yes,
to play.
Not force them to...
Completely agree.
I completely agree. There's not even any debate with that one.
Yeah.
Why the hell should we have to hook up to the internet? What happens if we don't have the internet? There are still some people who don't have the internet.
Exactly.
Or like 56K. Apparently MSN is still geared so for the 28-kilobyte connection.
Oh.
I was like... There's a 28-kilobyte connection?
Really? Who has this?
I don't know.
One guy.
No, it's probably in...
a phone line, and it just happens to have the old modem.
No. It's probably downloading in Georgia or
just
Alabama.
Just search my profile.
In Redneck Country.
Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi.
Louisiana.
We have
out there with the Everglades and the Gators. Yeah, them Gators, they keep chewing my phone line, so I can't get cable anyway because they keep bringing down the poles.
I want to get the internet on my sex box. Her name's Sony.
I still have a rotary phone. Yeah, you click on it.
Okay.
Gamers should have number 10, the last one. Gamers should have a right that games installed via CD or DVD did not need the CD or DVD to be played.
Yes.
That would be nice.
This isn't a console. We're not living in console land. We have to put your barbaric CDs in the inferior drives.
Yeah, especially when they're trying to, you know, with all this new protection stuff, it's even being a pain to just make a virtual copy so you don't have to have it.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, if you put this, yeah. There are, Steam does it good when you don't need a CD key, but still. It's still a pain in the ass, because you just load up Steam on bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, I enjoyed that, Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that made us a little happy.
It'd be nice if they worked in sellback rights, but I suppose that comes along with returns.
I don't know.
But then
why.
Again, I have 18, like 16 friends requesting Turmoil.
I don't know why they don't do sellbacks for PC games.
It's because GameStop took over.
No, that's true.
Okay, let's move on to Misk.
Okay.
Let's talk about the radio show first.
Sure.
Ooh.
For all of you, our listeners who are in the Bloomsburg area.
Wait, could you stream it online?
I don't know.
We'll have to look into
We'll get back to you guys on that. But what's the exact station?
WBUQ?
Yes.
WBUQ.
Just Google that, you'll find us.
We'll give the exact FM number when we know it.
Yeah.
It's like 90-something, low 90s.
We're going to have a show Wednesday night.
11 to 1.
11 to 1.
Eastern time.
Now, it's not going to be as,
well,
Maxonian?
Well, no, it's basically we're not going to have as a stream content.
We have to bow to the FCC.
Yes.
Bow to the FCC, you
cocksuckers. But we are going to have some special corners on it, like Frank here.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be playing some metal for you guys.
Yes.
And we'll be playing some awesome songs. We could go to, like, OC Remix and get some, like, neat song remixes, too.
We have to play, like, the Mario theme song.
Yeah, but it's
Still Alive is going to be our theme song.
Anime, games, and current events. I'll be handling current events.
And Frank's going to have his metal corner.
Yeah, I'm...
And we're allowed to play any metal we want as long as it's censored, so...
Yeah.
The censor button. Beep!
Beep!
You know, you're going to have to send me a friend request, because I...
Okay.
I'll send you one, too.
Yeah, I feel like creating flair.
Okay. What else for Misk?
I have watched the Postal. We have watched the Postal movie, except for Martyr.
Yes, the Postal movie.
I'll have to watch that now.
It's great. At the beginning, there's two suicide bombers in a plane.
Awesome.
And
that way, they call up Osama, asking how many virgins did you get, and then Osama says 20, and they're like, "We're going to the Bahamas." And then the people come in, and then.
They take control of the plane and end up crashing into the Twin Towers.
Wonderful.
And there's a window washer there. And they hit him dead on. It's great.
And then the postal guy's wife that weighs about 600 pounds.
No wonder it was shown in only like five theaters across the United States.
I need to see this movie.
We can watch it.
That might be a good idea.
I have a copy I can just give you.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, what else from Misk?
I found out that the world record for the lowest grossing movie ever was $38.
What? Manos, the Hands of Fate?
No. It was, I forget what it's called, but they ran it, but they delayed the release, so they only got it into one theater for a week in this shantytown, and they got $38 out of it. And,
how much did it cost to make?
I forget, like $20,000?
Oh.
$2 million, I
think? Oh, boy.
$20 million, something like that. And, it was the biggest money haul ever. And, actually, half of them got their money back because they were crew. So.
Okay.
That was pretty funny.
I have one. The movie announcer guy died today.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he did.
The guy who does the movie announcing.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater.
What's gonna happen now?
We're gonna have to get the guy from the Disney movies.
Okay, wait. This deserves a moment of silence.
Still alive. Still alive.
That's cold.
That's terrible.
Yes, it is.
That is cold.
If I was that guy, I would, like, write my own video will.
Maybe he did.
Like, make my own video will? That would be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
In a world where I am dead.
In a world without me.
In a world where I am dead, I would bequeath all of my possessions to Frank.
Okay. Any more Misk?
Let me think.
Oh. Oh!
I have something really good. You go first, though.
I'd just like to make a reminder, Spore comes out next week. I've got the video games.
Spore!
It's probably going to suck.
Shut up!
I'm pessimistic.
You shut up, it's going to be awesome.
No, no, I'm honestly pessimistic because they've hyped it up so much. This has happened before, guys, come on.
Well,
you hype it up so much, and then you get to it, and you're like, what the fuck?
Okay. But here's the thing. SimCity, The Sims, were, like, all awesome games.
And they're all building up to this.
Yes. Spore includes every piece of game Will Wright has done before into one game.
And when you do stuff like that, you have just as much potential to fuck it up.
I don't know.
Think about it.
Wait.
There's plenty of examples in the past where they've tried the same
creator.
Thing.
I have used the Creature Creator. Have you tried it out?
Now. I've seen the Creature Creator. The Creature Creator is pleasing.
Now.
That doesn't mean the game itself is going to be good.
Now, they have you be able to create your own buildings, cities, and they also said that the Vehicle Creator is 10 times better than the Creature Creator. Where you can make actual replications of real spaceships.
That would be nice.
Death Star.
And put Peto Bear in it.
You know what you can do? You can make the Imperial Fleet. You can create the Sun. I'm gonna bring out my Star Wars Guide of Technical Vehicles, and I'm gonna create like the Sun Crusher or the Emperor's personal Death Star flagship that has the mini Death Star laser on it that cracks the surface of a planet.
I want the Sun Crusher.
And you can actually, you know, choose how you're gonna be an economic nation or you want to kill everyone.
Who's gonna choose economic? I'll tell you who's gonna choose economic. Peaceniks.
I mean, if you can make a choice of what...
Well, I might be an economic nation just so I can give you guys money to build up your fleets.
You can't do that.
Oh.
I mean, if they have where each planet you take over, you choose who you want to be, then I
can
see...
Can you fight each other?
Yeah.
Not directly.
No. Hmm. You could...
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's... No.
Your economic nation should be crushed
I think
by
it might
my
be like I think it might be more like an RTS, where you'll land and you'll fight them.
Oh.
I don't really know about combat in Spore. But I know you can take over other planets.
You better throw a lot of money at me.
Because I know you can take over other planets. I'm pretty sure of that.
Can you... I wonder if you'll be able to enslave the populace.
What kind of specs are on for Spore now?
It runs on Mac, so...
Spore... You can probably run Spore. Fine.
I might just look into it. We'll see.
I'm really hyped. I mean, they did hype up this game, but... After seeing what Will Wright did, and...
It might deserve the hype.
Yeah, it does look like it's going to deserve the hype, because it looks like SimCity mixing with The Sims with a whole nother, like, evolution element to it, where...
Sounds like it's kind of getting in the elements of a space colony, which Firefly...
Right.
Oh,
right.
You know, atheists are angry about Spore.
Really? Because
they think it teaches creationism.
That's a good thing. I like creationism.
Yeah, I like it, too. I think
but yeah,
it's a valid
point.
It
does. I mean, you start as a single-cell organism, and then you move up to...
I really
what's
hate
your...
how in academia people are always labeled as either zealots or idiots when they profess their religious beliefs.
Well, arguably, it could be more than a religious belief. I mean, there are a select few amount of people who believe in intelligent design without being particularly religious. Just look at Aristotle.
Yeah,
he was an avowed agnostic, but he still believed that there was a higher being of creation.
Yeah, the unmoved mover.
All right. Now, may I make a note that this is only the PC version. There is going to be a DS version. Crap. So, if you're thinking about getting the DS version, don't. It's probably going to suck. Just go over PC.
PC.
Okay.
Or
anymore?
If you have a Mac, get the Mac.
Don't buy Mac at all. Buy it.
Well, if you somehow happen to have a Mac, like someone gave you a free one or... Use that work.
Oh, in this podcast, we have a subliminal reel of Bill Gates telling you to buy Vista all the time. Bill Gates is telling everyone to buy Vista. It's a subliminal reel.
Maybe we should actually try that.
And he's we get him to pay us.
We would just have to run it backwards and fuzz it. And then just put it down on a really low track so it's kind of background.
You know that Niage.
You
know that Niage.
Actually, we can probably do that.
You know that Niage.
You know.
Soylent Green is people! Okay.
If you have some weird background fuzz in today's podcast.
You're going to be buying Vista.
Anything more?
We can move straight to my corner from my point.
Sure.
Welcome to Mark's Corner. Tonight we're going to be discussing John McCain's vice presidential pick.
Her name's Palin. She was Miss Alaska. And Fortron had a field day. Because, frankly, I would hit it.
I would, too.
She is a MILF alert from hell. I have to say that if I couldn't think of another reason for him to express why he picked her, he's trying to appeal to teenage hormones.
And also, look at John McCain's wife. Yeah, he's seriously. A pimp. John McCain is Charles from Odeus.
She's a dominatrix, I tell you. Look at the way she dresses.
I don't know.
But yeah, as far as Palin goes, I mean, hell, she's hot. But also, apparently he's trying to appeal to the Clintonian mothers, which is a good idea, really, because the Clintonites are kind of disillusioned and all that.
The Clintonites!
It's exactly what they are. So, you know, she's a soccer mom. That's exactly what she is. And she has a pregnant daughter. That's going to work in her favor.
She's a soccer mom?
She's one of those soccer moms. You know, she's...
Oh, son of a bitch.
She's married, has kids, she's the governor of Alaska. But she's also... But she supports gun rights.
Yes!
And she's, you know, pro-life and all those other good...
So she supports, how about, like, media? Does she support bans on them?
I have no idea.
We're
talking about the governor of Alaska. They don't really have media.
What's
there.
Their video game? What's their stance on video
games?
Yeah,
that's what we're worried about here. We don't want.
She's pro-gun.
Okay.
Good what point. More need to be sick?
I don't know.
You know, you got a good point, Jay.
I don't like what Barack Obama's talking about.
I don't think he supports net neutrality.
He makes he scares me about the stuff he's been saying about guns.
Especially when he called. Remember what he said about us?
Clinging to guns and religion.
Yeah.
I like guns and religion.
That's great.
Okay.
I will destroy Britannia.
Okay, that's it. Everyone, good night and good luck, and be sure to tune in to our radio broadcast.
If it's online, our first show might be on next Wednesday.
And if they give us recordings, we'll see if we can actually distribute it online somehow.
Speaking of which, since we have to talk about this real quick, what is our current hit level now that we've restarted the podcast for a second season?
Oh, we got like 7 downloads.
That's not too bad.
We can check it. Well, we're going to leave here. Or right after this.
Yeah, we can check right after this.
That's a great idea. So yeah, thanks for at least downloading us again. We love you.
Yes.
Maybe we should give them a contact so they can send us like mail.
On the podcast, there's like a podcast email.
Mail us, people. Come on. We want to hear the things you have to say.
Yeah, just...
We'll create a new section of the show where you can send in your comments, your questions, stuff you want us to answer. You can intrude into our sex life or something. I don't know.
Or on Facebook, we also have the Boomac group.
Yeah, we have a Facebook
group. And we have forums.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We have official forums.
It's on the Boomac page now.
Nah.
It's on the Facebook page now.
You would like to join us?
Yeah, go ahead. Try deleting that comment. I'll spam your page.
Go ahead. I'll kick you off.
Bring it on.
Anyway, wait. When did you join the Facebook group? I didn't see you on it before.
I did. I just didn't post.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Actually, I did post.
If you want, you can send us feedback, Facebook group or whatever. Just
join the forums.
Or that too.
No one's going to join the forums,
yes,
Frank. We have a news group.
And we have... 3 mods, and we have 1 member so far. We're doing good.
Who's the 3rd mod?
I don't know. Just, like, some random person that I know.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I trust him.
Wonderful.
If it's a him.
Could be she.
It's a trap!
Maybe not.
You wish.
He owned you, bitch.
Everybody's gay for Bridget.
Okay, it's hot.
Yes. Yeah. It's time to sign off. I want the fan.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, and good night.
Anyway, here's Casey and Frank.